From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Snag, in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ink met Snag because of a sound. Every morning, from somewhere near the garden gate, came a soft little reep, followed by a gentle, grumbly sigh. One day, Ink went to find out what it was. By the gate stood a round, woolly creature, a bit like a small sheep with a thick, fluffy coat. He was tugging himself free from a low branch that stuck out over the path. A tuft of his wool was caught on it. With one last pull, he came loose, leaving a little white wisp behind on the branch. "There he is," the creature muttered. "Caught me again." "Does that happen often?" Ink asked. "Every single morning," the creature said, not even surprised. "My name is Snag, and that branch and I are old enemies." He looked at the branch, then at the wide, clear path on the other side. "I could walk around, but I always take the left side. Always have. And the left side has that branch." He sighed. "It's just how I'm built." Ink studied the creature, fascinated. "So you know the branch is there," he said slowly, "and you walk into it anyway?" "I know it's there," Snag agreed. "I tell myself, today I'll go around, and then my feet just take the left. It's my habit, my little wrong turn." He shrugged his woolly shoulders. "I've left so much wool on that branch, the birds have built 3 nests out of it." Ink almost laughed, then caught himself, because Snag didn't seem to think it was funny. "Does it bother you?" Ink asked. "Sometimes," Snag admitted. "I wish I were the kind of creature who just sailed through the gate, smooth as anything." He plucked his caught tuft off the branch and held it. "But I'm not. I'm the kind who snags. It's the most me thing about me." He gave a small, lopsided smile. "Everybody who knows me knows the sound. Reep. Oh, that's just Snag coming through the gate again." And there it was, the quiet click in Ink's chest. "My mistake isn't a flaw I have to hide," Ink thought. "It's the thing that makes him completely, lovably real." "Snag," Ink said, "I run a little class about building characters, and my students keep making the same error. They build characters who are perfect, strong, kind, clever, never wrong." He paused. "And nobody can feel anything for them. Would you come sit with my class, exactly as you are, snags and all?" Snag perked up. "You want me to come because of the branch?" "Because of the branch," Ink said warmly. So Snag came to the cottage, taking the left side of the path, naturally, and catching his wool on a doorframe on the way in. Reep! The students looked up. Snag turned pink under his wool, but Ink only smiled because the lesson had walked right in the door with him. "Class," Ink said, "meet Snag. He has one small, stubborn flaw. He always takes the left, and the left always catches him." The students giggled gently. "Now, do you like him less for it?" The students thought about it, and to their own surprise, they didn't. They liked him more. The little tuft of wool, the grumbly sigh, the reep, it made Snag feel like someone they actually knew, someone real. "That," Ink said, "is the secret most beginners miss. They think a good character has to be perfect. But a perfect character is like a smooth wall. There's nothing to hold on to." He nodded at Snag. "Give your character a snag, a blind spot, the same mistake they keep making. Don't fix it before the story starts. The flaw is the handle the reader holds, and it's the thing your character gets to grow past, slowly, across the whole story." A student asked, "But won't people think my character is bad at things?" "They'll think your character is real," Ink said, and real is the thing we love.
After class, Snag lingered by the door, looking at the frame where his wool had caught. He reached up and touched the little snagged tuft, the one the students had laughed at so kindly. "You know," he said to Ink, "I came in here all ready to be embarrassed. I thought you'd want to teach me how to stop snagging."
"Never," Ink said.
Snag was quiet for a moment. Then something in his round shoulders eased. He'd spent so long wishing he were the smooth, no-snag kind of creature. But the students hadn't wanted that creature. They'd wanted him. Left turns, caught wool, grumbly sighs, and all. He felt a warm, surprised kind of relief settle into his chest, soft as his own wool. For the first time, his snag didn't feel like the worst thing about him. It felt like the part of him people leaned in to love.
"Same time tomorrow?" Snag asked.
"Through the left side of the gate?" Ink teased.
"Rip,"
said Snag happily. And the sound, for once, made him smile.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Snag. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.